This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Two paramedics who were convicted in the death of Elijah McClain could get new trials. The first responders were guilty of negligent homicide in the death of the unarmed black man in 2019 after they forcibly administered him ketamine. Today, the Colorado Court of Appeals ruled that two Aurora paramedics should receive the new trials because past jurors didn't get proper instructions surrounding standard of care by the Adams County judge. The state attorney general's office prosecuted the case and said they'll appeal to the state Supreme Court. One of the paramedics was also convicted of second-degree assault in the death that was not affected in the rulings. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed a bill that would have reduced how much retailers have to pay for credit card swipe fees. Ray Solomon reports lobbyists spent millions in an effort to kill it.
The bill would have reduced the fees credit card companies charge businesses. Right now, those fees are based on a percentage of the entire transaction, including any sales tax. The bill would have removed taxes from the calculation, basing swipe fees only on the underlying purchase. Supporters said charging fees on taxes isn't fair, and getting rid of them would help local restaurants and small businesses, saving them thousands of dollars a year. But the credit card industry pushed back with full force. They said the law would cause chaos in their payment processing systems, and spent at least a whopping $4.6 million on ads to drum up opposition. Polis said the bill would be too hard to implement and wasn't worth the legal risk to the state. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
The free summer meal program for kids, Tasty Food, has returned to Denver. Kids ages 3 to 18 can stop by any Tasty Food site to pick up healthy snacks, breakfast, and lunch Monday through Friday over the summer. This is CPR News in KRCC.